Hey everyone, it's Manny Garavito. Welcome to another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast. I just came back from Nashville and I was getting some ideas. Every time I leave the Miami bubble, I always think to myself, man, some of these things would be great if we brought it to our city and made it even better. And by better, I mean profiting off the tourists. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what are some of the things that we can copy from the rest of America and bring it here to Miami. So one of the things that we can copy from the rest of America and bring it to Miami is country music. Now, hear me out. I know there might be a lot of people that would be against this, but let's take a break from the nightclubs. There already are some country bars in Miami. Who are we kidding? There's four of them now. Or at least they add a country night where people can learn a line dance, take a break from perreando. How many times do you go to a nightclub and then as soon as the music starts playing and people start getting lit, somebody just shows up and starts grinding on somebody? Let's take a break from that and we can do line dancing. Now, what would that do for our city? Well, the first thing is we can have a decent way of getting to know somebody without somebody trying to rub up all over you. Think about it. If Miami is known for one of the worst places to find a partner, if you bring more country nightclub themes to our city, the people that don't agree with that can go there and start finding people with those old school traditional values. That's right. People with blue collar jobs, the working man, he's out there and he's trying to find a special someone that's not on OnlyFans, that appreciates the Lord, that'll put a ring on it, that'll sing you sweet songs about getting drunk in the back of his pickup truck. A lot of people in Miami have pickup trucks. We get along. People of Miami don't like it when they see people that look different than them. That's the same thing that country people do. Oh, this guy looks different. There's something about him I don't like. We get along. So why don't we get along with nightclubbing? Add more country nightclubs to our city and watch us make a difference in the landscape. Not only in dating, but in partying. Have you guys noticed that there's a lot of country things coming to our city? And it's not just nightclubs. It's also like festivals. I saw something in Tropical Park. There's like country festival or something like that. It's coming. You guys out there that don't like it, you can't stop this. We're starting to realize that America is a very country place. And every once in a while, you got to bring it down to a city like Miami. Why not? They're already in Key West. Of course, they just don't have the horses there. If seahorses were big enough, the people in Key West would be riding them. But they're not, so a yacht would do. So Miami's in the middle. You got Key West in the south. You got the rest of Florida and the rest of America in the north. It's just going to do this. It's going to go in. And it's going to succumb into Miami, and it's going to be part of the culture. I'm calling it right now. We're surrounded by country. It's only a matter of time before it comes to Miami and takes over. The next thing that Miami should consider picking up is we got to get an Amish culture. Now, once again, hear me out. We got to get an Amish culture in the city because, look, a lot of values are dissipating. We are called Vice City for a reason, or at least that's our pseudonym apart from the Magic City. We're full of vices, okay? We love our parties. We love our sexuality. We love our drugs. We love our phones. We love all that stuff. But if you bring the Amish, it just brings the balance right back. Incentivize Amish people to come here to Miami. Move them over to Homestead. Living off the grid. You give them some money. You give them some farmland. You give them a barn or something. They'll be more than happy to start their family here. And that there's some people out there that don't like the dating values that we have in our city. You just say, all right, if you don't want to date that OnlyFans model from Brickell, go on over to Homestead. I'm sure there's a girl that doesn't even have a phone living somewhere. Go hit her up. Get her father's approval and start a family in an Amish culture. That's the only way to save the tradition that you're looking for. So if you bring Amish people to the city of Miami, you balance it out. We're back to normal. So when people start complaining, be like, all right, if you don't like it in Brickell, just go on over to Homestead. Plenty of horse and carriages. Okay, no Wi-Fi. No, so no one's on Tinder. No one's on the dating apps. There's no sliding in DMs when you're in an Amish culture. You start learning about picking fruit, raising animals. And you know what? That can even be a flex. While people are out there showing off with their convertibles and their expensive cars, who's got a horse and buggy? You, because you're Amish. You imagine pulling up, somebody comes up with a limo that's rented. You don't own your own horse? You don't even know how to take care of a horse. I'm out here living big. My vehicle is alive. You need to push a button to turn yours on. I think the Amish culture should come to Miami. Seriously. Because Miami is, it's so next level when it comes to all the vices and temptations and the wicked ways of living, that if you bring some Amish people to our city, you got the balance going. The next thing Miami should start looking into copying from the rest of America is we got to make our national park better. I know we got the Everglades, but it's boring. All the other national parks that I visited in America are awesome. You got to be careful from the bears. In the Everglades, the alligators and crocodiles, they're not active. They're just floating around. They don't do nothing. They don't do nothing at all. They're just boring animals. You got to hit them with a stick in order for them to go, that's it. Like, for them to go into that water, that's the most action an alligator or crocodile will ever do in the Everglades. When you go to any other national park, you got to watch out for bison, mountain lions. You got to watch out for the bears. And the bears will go through your stuff in the middle of the night. You look out the window, bear right there, waiting for you. Life is on the line when you're in a national park. There's nothing going on in our national park. There's nothing special. Even when you get on an airboat and you like, they take you out into the water, they're like, all right, over there is a preserved Everglade property. And you just look out and it's just empty water with a couple of trees and plants and the occasional bird flying by. And they're like, all right, that's it. We're turning around. And that's the end of the tour. You can maybe take a walk. There's a lot of mosquitoes, so no one really sits on the benches or the chairs or whatever they have set up. So our national park definitely needs an upgrade. So I propose, why don't we look into building some cabins, but not just any kind of cabins. We're talking about party cabins. So instead of going to a bar or a lounge or a hotel lobby where you party, or when you rent out a mansion via Airbnb in Miami to party, you rent out a cabin in the Everglades and you party. And guess what? When you do that, there's no HOA, there's no association, there's no neighbors telling you to bring it down. You want to party hard in Miami? Go get a cabin in the Everglades National Park and party hard. No police officer is going to raid that party because they don't want to go through the trouble. They got to get off-road vehicles to get to you. So I highly recommend we upgrade our national park in the Everglades and make it more enticing, not only for the tourists, but even the locals that want to party. When I was in Nashville, I visited a place, well, I attempted to visit a place called Dollywood. And if you know Dolly Parton, she's a big country singer in Nashville. And she really made a name for herself. She had hit after hit. And even if they weren't hits, someone else would turn it into a hit and make it like a big thing. So she would get like big royalties from her music. And she made so much money that Dolly Parton has a whole bunch of attractions in Tennessee, such as Dollywood. So another thing that I recommend Miami copy from the rest of America is you got to bring in theme parks from local celebrities and turn them into attractions. The same way there's a Dollywood in Tennessee is the same way Pitbull can start Dollywood here in Miami. And I'm not talking about a theme park like the Fair or Winter Wonderland or Santa's Enchanted Forest, none of that. I'm talking about like a real Miami-themed theme park where all the rides go on brand, all the things you buy as souvenirs, all the prizes, everything. Even the things you buy at the food trucks are all just Miami-oriented, just reggaeton playing the whole time. If Pitbull were to start this theme park, some of the things that I would recommend it do in order for it to stay on brand is when you do like the drop tower rides, when it goes up and then it drops, or the roller coaster that does the tips and turns, before the ride starts, everyone that's about to ride it needs to yell out Dolly to let the carny know to get started with the ride. Dolly! You push the button and that. So as you're terrified, fearing for your life, you got some of Pitbull's greatest hits playing in the background. Call it the Dolly Drop Tower. The Dolly Double Looper. Okay? Stay on brand. Even the gift shop can even include something like you walk into a studio and you can sing your own auto-tune song. And then Pitbull has a pre-recorded track and then he'll mix it in with you. and then you get a mixtape with you singing some lyrics and then Pitbull backing you up as a secondary. And then that is your own mixtape. And then you go around, you start sharing it with your friends, you start posting it online. You get to promote. So another thing that Miami should copy from the rest of America is it's got to have a museum that is similar. So let's say, for example, like I know there's a History Miami Museum, but maybe if they doubled down and they brought in like the interesting history of Miami, talk about all the sinister things that had to happen in order for this city to be established, particularly in the 80s. Okay. What are some of the most famous drug busts that ever happened in Miami? Let's talk about it. Let's take photos of it. Crime scene. Evidence in Ziploc bags. Lay it all out on display as part of the museum exhibition. Put it all on there. Let us know the real history of Miami. You can even start doing like wax statues of Scarface or some famous guy that was like a big drug dealer in Miami at the time. You could put in a boat that was confiscated by some of these people in the 80s. Why is that such a dark time? How did Miami become such a popular city? Miami should start implementing that strip where there's just bars lined up back to back. And they all serve affordable drinks. And it's a place where the tourists and the locals can go to, I guess, partake in Miami activities. But I know we have something similar like Ocean Drive. But Ocean Drive, it's just hotel lobbies. And then they price gouge the drinks. What these strip bars do is that they know you're going to go bar hopping. So they serve you like $8 drinks so that they can compete with the other bar that's serving $8 drinks. So if we update that and bring it to Miami and have maybe like a strip, maybe in like in an area that was once considered broken down, right? You just buy that whole road and then you just set up bars back to back, make it affordable for everybody. And watch that take over Miami. Even if it's just one area, if it's known to be the most affordable place to go bar hopping, I guarantee you that it would be competitive enough to go against the more popular areas of the city. It'll compete against Wynwood. It'll compete against Brickell. It'll compete against Miami Beach. Find a strip where we can set up back-to-back bar hopping locations, affordable drinks. You can even have DJs playing there, like the local DJs. The only difference is that those DJs can then make money by taking in recommendations. That's what they did over in Broadway. You'd go in, you're on your fourth, fifth drink, you see a band playing. They got like 8 songs on cue that are recommended, some song suggestions. You give them a $100 bill, they're going to play your song next. And we're loaded in Miami, so we would pay something like that. But instead of it being a band, it's a DJ. Hey man, play some of those great 90s hits that we loved back in Miami. If we come together as a city and set up a strip that is affordable with a bunch of DJs that take song requests, that area will be very competitive. We just got to find the location and we got to find the bar owners and we got to find the right price point. I visited New Orleans about 4 or 5 years ago, and Miami should start implementing more street parades, but we do it in our own way. I think Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday, right? How about we have our own version of that and we call it Thick Thursday, because that's how we like it around here. And Miami's version of the Mardi Gras, aka Thick Thursday, instead of us throwing beads at women showing their breasts, we could throw like fake gold chains to women that have BBLs, right? That would be like our version of it. And instead of like floats going by in the street parade, we can be having a truck towing somebody's yacht. And instead of the people on there dressed as jesters or whatever that mask thing is, we're going to have people dressed up as old sugar daddies, waving at the crowd, bringing in baddies into the yacht. Those are the only ones allowed, right? Her boyfriend's not allowed to come in. Only the baddies can get on. Then she's on there and she's waving with the fake gold chains that she's been collecting. And then they go on over to the water, and then they have the after party in the ocean. So it's very on brand. I also have a suggestion for the public transportation in the city of Miami. I know we're very stubborn when it comes to implementing an effective way to take public transport. I get it. We tried adding that bus lane on the expressway. No one's riding it, or at least I've never seen a bus take that express lane. And we don't want to build the Metro Mover to go from the east side to the west. So I think what we should do
in the city of Miami is we should start implementing or incentivizing people that do party buses and double down. And then that way it can be a hybrid of public transportation and private transportation. And then you add that little flair of nightlife to it. It doesn't even have to be online at night. It could be online during the daytime. People want to take a party bus on the way to work. I'm stressed out. I'm not getting paid enough for these Miami rent prices. Let me get on a party bus to de-stress on my way to work. You take a shot, even after work. You get back on the party bus. You put a, you know, a little higher price point. We'll pay it. So there's a DJ spinning. They're serving a little bit of liquor on there. You might be talking to somebody, right? And then when you get dropped off, you'd be like, hey, so you want to come over and take this party to my apartment? All right, and last but not least, another thing that we can copy from the rest of America into the city of Miami. Hey, how about legalizing weed? Huh? How come we can't do that yet? I know it's going to be on the ballot here in Florida this year, but even our politicians are being hated. DeSantis says he doesn't want it because Florida is going to smell like weed. Come on, DeSantis. Don't be a hater. You're leaving money on the table. People are smoking weed anyway. If we start setting up dispensaries, we don't even got to set up dispensaries. All we got to do is get in, get on that food truck business that's so popular here in the city of Miami. I already see them driving around. They're selling paraphernalia and tobacco pipes and blunts and CBD or whatever. As soon as we get the green light, all those businesses are going to start booming. We're smoking weed regardless. We don't really wait for legislation. We're going to do it. We're in Florida. Florida man does not need laws in order to do shit. He's going to do it regardless. If you legalize it in the state of Florida, particularly in the city of Miami, people are going to be making so much money. And it's going to be business owners, entrepreneurs, and you're going to bring in more people to our city. And you're going to start bringing up that revenue. We're going to be next level rich. And guess what? It grows the economy. Maybe if we start bringing that in, we can bring in a little more money so that we can start affording these higher prices in everything. From apartment rent to the $30 margarita over in Miami Beach. That is it for this episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast. If you enjoyed this, don't forget to like and subscribe and leave it on the comments. What else should we copy from America and bring it here to the city of Miami? I'll see you on the next episode.